Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is one of the attorneys in our brain trust. He's a partner with Jones Day. He's the author of so many books that it wasn't possible for me to cart all of them to the studio. But the last one that I know he's very proud of is Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. He's our good friend Andrew Sherman. And by the way, all the way back to 99, his Brain Trust membership. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Got to get a little personal business out of the way, if that's okay.
Yep.
Need to wish a very, very happy birthday to my youngest, my daughter, 19 today.
All right. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
She's a student, freshman at University of Maryland. And I tell you, Jim, I think you have experienced this yourself. When your youngest is in the last year of teenagership, you're definitely feeling... Like you're ready to join AARP.
Yeah, it's too late to put a brick on their head and stop feeding them. That's all history now. Well, happy birthday, yeah. Jennifer. We're proud of you, and we know what a long-suffering teenager you've been putting up with your dad all these years. So, Jennifer, good for you out there, and good luck in school. But it's a milestone. It's a payday, Andrew, for you and your wife to raise the kids and get them out and have them start in the case of Jennifer to begin to take her place in society.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking a little global business today, and our son is in Spain doing his semester abroad. He's a junior at Indiana in the business school, and I'll tell you, it's I don't know about you, but there was no semester abroad for me.
My semester abroad was when I went to the next county for a seminar or something. But
exactly.
But
so. Global, the kids today are growing up in a much more global, more interconnected world than we ever did.
Yep, that's right. Well, talking about the emotions of your baby going off to college, the next emotion you'll have will be one of glee and excitement when all of them get off your payroll. Now that's the next milestone for you.
Yeah, I have a little countdown clock going in my office.
I bet you do. Let's talk about some global business. We've had this last few days, global business has been impacted by something that could not have been really predicted, which I guess kind of makes it a black swan event. We've been talking about that a little bit on the show lately, and that was the 8.9 earthquake in Japan, followed by a catastrophic tsunami. I mean, talk about two disasters of biblical proportion on top of each other. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, on the one hand, it has been just a horrific 72 hours in Japan, and my prayers and thoughts go out to everyone and anyone that's been affected by this earthquake and tsunami. On the other hand, I've been impressed by the global response, by the teams flying in from all over the world, by the global nuclear experts who've been weighing in from all over the world. That's the third leg of the stool is still the potential of a nuclear disaster.
Right.
The Nikkei was down 7% overnight, but you could have predicted something even worse.
Right.
In terms of global financial markets. Since the last time I've been on the show, we've seen one and potentially two governments toppled in the Middle East. I mean, there's a lot of volatility out there, and I guess the theme of this morning's show is that global business has, it's where most of the opportunity is, and it's where most of the risk is, and that a big part of global business strategy is contingency planning.
Yeah.
And, I think that's one of the takeaways from the last couple of weeks and certainly from today's show.
Well, no question about it. And I think one of the things that's helped us, so I often complain about the 24/7 news cycle and how it's created a lot of I think some not all of it has been good stuff, but this I think is one example. The more information people have, the less they fear things, and I think that's one thing that the 24/7 global news infrastructure that we have now has created has been a lot of information that's helped us kind of to take things a little more in stride. What do you think?
I tell you, I agree with you in part, and I'm going to disagree with you in part a little bit, only because I think that the fact that we're more informed absolutely mitigates risk, and I totally agree with that piece. The part that I would beg to differ, and
I'm going to let you disagree with me on the other side of these messages. It'll be fun, folks. He always likes disagreeing with me, Andrew Sherman. He and I will be right back 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasky. You didn't think I was going to get through a whole segment without an attorney disagreeing with me, did you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.